Europe is the church, and the church is Europe, wrote Hilaire Belloc, the 20th century English historian. But with the dismantling of the church accomplished by the regicides of Charles I, Louis XVI, and Tsar Nicholas II, church and state no longer act as a foil against the intrigues of international Jewry. Today, Europe, once known and experienced as Christendom, wherein Jews were considered enemies of the gospel, is a secular wasteland. It's ruled instead by the synagogue, with Jews at the highest levels of economic, political, and cultural influence. Once upon a time, the church clearly understood the danger of allowing Jews to hold sway over society. It was Emperor Justinian of the 6th century who, in his Justinian Code, forbade Jews from participation in banking, holding civil office, and from teaching positions. He understood, as did his Christian subjects, that Jews were to be kept on a short leash. Otherwise, Jewish tyranny, betrayal, and rapid moral decline would destroy Christian society. And now that very destruction has been unleashed. Facts are facts. Jewish devastation in our national life abounds. For it's no secret that Jewish money power and its lobbies have our monetary policy and Congress in a vice grip. And just a few weeks ago, Joe, I am a Zionist, Biden, acknowledged that Jews wield dominant influence in shaping American culture. Crediting Jewry for leading our nation into accepting the sin of homosexuality, Biden told a crowd of Jews celebrating Jewish Heritage Month that the driving force of this social change is the Jewish-owned mainstream media. Said Zionist Joe, quote, I bet you 85% of these changes, whether it's in Hollywood or social media, is a consequence of Jewish leaders in the industry, unquote. In a recent Meet the Press interview, Biden singled out the sitcom Will and Grace, produced by David Cohan and Jeff Greenstein, both Jews, for playing a major role in molding the masses to embrace homosexual unions.
As more and more Americans come to understand what this is all about is a simple proposition. Who do you love? I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women. My measure, David, and I take a look at when things really began to change, I think Will and Grace probably did more to educate the American public than almost anything anybody's ever done.
See for yourself the depravity featured on Will and Grace, depravity that Biden apparently applauds. And now here, where both the actresses performing a depraved lesbian act are, of course, Jews. Last September, NBC, owned by the Jew Brian Roberts, began airing the homosexual sitcom The New Normal, which by all appearances influenced the Boy Scouts' decision to accept homosexual members.
Hi, everybody. I would like you to meet Brian. He is my life partner, my fiancé, in fact. We're getting married, and we're having a baby boy soon. Just two men in love.
Is it for no reason that Christ called Jewry the synagogue of Satan, seeing it as highly organized, universal in scope, and evil in its designs? Only another highly organized and universal body, the church, righteous in its trajectory, can oppose and stop Jewry's complete and total domination of our society. The Jewish menace is a religious problem at its core, just begging for a religious answer, repelling the peril with practical solutions modeled after Justinian's code. 1. Throw the Jews out of banking and they cannot control the economy. 2. Exclude them from civil office and they cannot subvert national interests. 3. Disgorge them from teaching and from the media and they cannot corrupt the morals of our youth. The historic church stopped the Jews and their devastation in the past. In a revival of Justinian's Symphony of Church and State, she can surely do so again.